20 minutes to the top of the hour. Now, earlier this year, the World Food Programme with partners launched the Ignite Food Systems Challenge to find and promote locally driven solutions to food challenges. Some 280 applications were received from small and medium enterprises across the country. Now, the process is coming to a climax tomorrow when 16 small and medium-sized enterprises and cooperatives will showcase their innovative solutions to gaps in South Sudan's food systems in front of a live audience and a panel of judges. Now, for more on this, we are joined in the studio by WFP's Head of Innovation, David Thomas, and Elizabeth Trichy, the World Food Programme Associate. Thank you so much for making our time to come and speak to us.
Thank you very much for having us. We're very happy to be here today.
Right. So, what were you looking for when you launched the Ignite?
We were looking for inspiration, innovative ideas, new ideas that we hadn't seen before, especially as members of the humanitarian community that could kind of spark and provide energy into South Sudan's food systems that were locally driven, run by young entrepreneurs that could provide creative, employment-driven solutions to increasing food security and improving food systems in South Sudan.
Right. 280 applications that came through. Are you satisfied that there are unique ideas that are embedded in the young people here?
Thank you so much, Irene. It was really exciting. It being the first project of its kind, getting that big number of applications was really amazing. So we are so happy, and we're looking forward for tomorrow to see the 16 businesses do their thing.
Okay, so just paint us a picture. How innovative are the ideas that you have received so far?
I won't say it much, otherwise people will not show up tomorrow.
Oh, come on.
But I just leave it for tomorrow.
Yes, yeah. Thomas, would you like to jump in?
Sure. I mean, we have businesses ranging across the food system. The food system, you know, being the full food supply chain. We've got producers, we've got post-harvest producers,
right.
Businesses involved in food chain, in energy, and we had applications all along the food system. There's creative people with creative ideas, good ideas, all throughout the food system.
Right. Is this open to the public?
Tomorrow, no. Tomorrow is an invitation-only event to hear the pitches, with COVID requirements and things like that in place. Yeah.
Okay, so how many people have you invited so far?
We have about 100 people, and we shall also have Facebook Live. So because of COVID, we don't want to accommodate everyone at the venue. It's going to be an indoor event, not like the before, the outdoor one. So 100 people for tomorrow, but we'll also be live on Facebook.
Okay, so if you're not invited, get yourself some MBs, right?
Yes. Yeah, sure.
Okay. What will the winners be receiving?
So in total, we have $200,000 to give away in grant funding plus coaching. Each business will be pitching, so each of the 16 will be pitching. There's an esteemed panel who will decide the best businesses. After us, also we've carried out a due diligence process, and each business could receive up to $40,000 in grant funding to support the growth of their business and the improvement of food systems in South Sudan.
Right. So would I be right that the 16 small, medium-sized enterprises are the shortlisted businesses, and they may well all go away with something?
There is a chance they go away with something. The size of the pot is limited. So it's if all 16 are great and the panelists feel like all 16 could have a great impact, then all 16 could. But any one could go away with a bigger pot, up to $40,000, based on how successful their pitch is and how the judges perceive their potential impact.
Okay. Out of curiosity, though, have all these 16 come from Juba?
No, someone from outside the outside Juba. We have one from Yambio, another one from Tonch, and then one from Magui. Tarit.
So the three are from outside and most are from here.
Yes.
Okay. Thomas, you mentioned about coaching. How will that be happening and for how long?
So we've been working with our partner UNDP on this project. UNDP, who sadly couldn't be here today, but they have been helping us with accelerating these businesses' ideas. Already the businesses have received coaching on how to frame and pitch their ideas. And then moving forward, all the businesses that receive any funding over the next 6 months will be receiving coaching by them as part of their accelerator, providing key business skills and also helping them to follow up on how they're spending the money in the most effective way.
Right. And that's the most critical part, how they're spending the money. Elizabeth, where will this be happening?
It will happen tomorrow at Palm Africa,
mm-hmm.
Africa Hall, starting from 10:30
okay.
to 3.
All right. So, okay. Thank you so much for that. Now, Thomas, this happened, the announcement was earlier this year, and it took you about, 4 months? To scrutinize and come up, and get to the day tomorrow where you are coming to a climax. Why did it take you so long?
Well, first we had to launch the event, give everyone time to put forward their exciting applications. We want to give everyone a good enough chance to frame their businesses and their business ideas in the best way possible. Then we had to analyze those businesses, analyzing, going through 280 different business proposals,
right.
shortlisting them to 16. Then a process of coaching to get them, give those, again, those businesses a fair chance to give their best possible pitch. That coaching process has gone on for the last, month to 6 weeks to give tomorrow the best chance of being the best presentation of their businesses to mm-hmm. showcase the highest impact possible.
Right. And some of the things that we've experienced in South Sudan is sustainability. We've seen things come up, mushrooming, but they never get to see the light of day. Will your coaching include how the people will be managing their enterprises?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's where this is a little bit different, especially from a WFP perspective. We're, mm-hmm. we're not just coming in and providing one-off, humanitarian assistance. This is about providing businesses, analyzing a business's potential sustainability, giving them coaching, giving them money, not just coaching, but also the funds to actually allow them to invest in themselves. And our real hope is that this is a different sort of perspective on the way that the UN agencies can engage with South Sudan and South Sudan's food systems and
right.
the economy of South Sudan.
Uh-huh. Right. Duchi, just before we conclude this, will there be a chance, another time perhaps, for those who did not manage to come through?
I would say yes mm-hmm. for now, but the date and time will be communicated later.
All right.
It's not just going to stop with Ignite 1, maybe probably we'll have another Ignite 2.
3, 4, up mm-hmm. to 20.
Yes.
Okay, so not all hope should be lost. If you did not manage to come through this time, maybe you have to go back to the drawing board and see that you do manage to apply when the time comes. So did you find what you were looking for, and what happens next?
I would say confidently yes. Everybody involved in this process has been incredibly pleasantly surprised by what we've discovered so far, and even more excited about what can happen into the future.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Ignite 2, Ignite 3, moving out into the regions, really getting out into the other parts of South Sudan to really try to ignite the food systems there
right.
locally as well.
Mm-hmm. Right. When the Ignite 1 was being launched, the biggest challenge or the biggest concern was about internet for those who are in the outskirts. How would you think the people managed to come through, those in the States?
So WFP has a good network. We've got 15 field offices throughout, and any applicants in near to any of those 15 field offices and close to any of our partners could have submitted applications and been supported
mm-hmm.
by those offices. Moving forward, it's something that we want to continue looking at, using different forms of media, using different forms of receiving applications. So for Ignite 2, a broader, even broader set. I mean, why 280? Let's have 2,000 applicants in the next round from all over South Sudan,
right.
regardless of connectivity.
Uh-huh. Elizabeth and David, thank you so much for making our time to speak to us. Anything else before I let you go?
I would just like to thank everyone who has participated in Ignite. It has been a wonderful journey from last year throughout the launch, throughout the screening process, and we're looking forward to tomorrow for the finals.
Right. Thomas?
Just to reinforce what Elizabeth have just said, we're super excited to have this positive long-term impact on food systems in South Sudan.
All right. Elizabeth Drichi and David Thomas, thank you so much for your time. All right. David Thomas is WFP's Head of Innovation, and Elizabeth Drichi is a World Food Program Associate. Bring us only 10 minutes to the top of the hour. You're listening to the Miraya Breakfast Show, and this is where the nation's biggest conversations begin every morning. My name is Irene Lasu, and I'll be right back.